I've been keeping bees for about 20 odd years. Previous to this, I've been a teacher. And I wanted to work with bees, but I didn't really know how. I didn't have the confidence to set up my own business, and I wasn't sure I wanted to be a honey producer. So I had a store in Totnes Market for 10 years. I used my own bees and made products and sold them. But then an opportunity came for a beekeeper here. When I joined here 5 years ago, it was very much honey production. We had 400 hives, and it's very much really pushing the bees to make honey as a crop, which was great for the first 2 years, but then I started feeling a bit uncomfortable with it. And anyway, the monks a couple of years ago decided that they wanted to change from honey production to education, and they just said, well, do you want to do it, Claire? And I said, yeah. And last year we ran courses, beginners beekeeping course and taster days. This year we've run a winter theory course, and we're doing more. We want to get involved more with the community. We're also setting up a community apiary. Mm. So people who haven't got the space or the maybe the time commitment to keep their own bees can come and be involved. We're going to do some kind of mild research on bees and different types of hive and different types of seeing what the bees prefer, really. And some research on drones, because I'm really, that's a male bee. I'm really interested in drones. They've been under researched and I'd like to know a bit more about them. So just some very gentle research. But the education side is really, as far as I can see, is get as many people to understand and be in, have a way of engaging with bees as possible.
Yeah.
And it's just so nice to show bees.
Is there much more interest in beekeeping now, is there?
Yeah, for the last 6 or 7 years, it's like the new yoga, really. But the problem is, people buy bees, they want bees, but they don't understand enough about them, and they can lose their bees within the season if, you know, you don't know what to do. And the British Beekeepers Association is doing a marvellous job, but they're overrun with beginners. And obviously this is a, we have to kind of cover our wages so people have to pay, but it's, I'm trying to offer different kinds of courses and trying to get different things involved here so we're not just treading the same route. But I'd like it to be kind of like a starting point or a resource for as wide a variety. You know, this is going to evolve slowly. I'm not going to try and walk before we can run, but I think it's very exciting.
You said just now that a switch from sort of production to education, what actually does that mean?
Yeah, we've got 2 beginners beekeeping courses, 2 intermediate, yeah. We've got lots of taster days, and taster days are people who are thinking about keeping bees but not quite sure what it involves, so they can come and actually handle bees as well to know if they like it. Then the winter theory course, just about bees, really, not beekeeping, just about bees and their behaviour and the way they fit into the environment. I'd like to kind of branch out into different types of education, and you know, people could come as a group and maybe use it as a resource for doing their own work. It's first hand experience is good. And just, I mean, even if you just learn about the way that bee community works, I mean, it's always been used as a model for society. And there are a lot of books actually out on the market now about swarm intelligence or insect intelligence and all that. Seeming altruism of the community.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot from it. I also feel that the more that I think the future of bees in this country lies with the small beekeeper, not with big companies or big producers. If you have lots and lots of small beekeepers who are well informed, know what's going on, then it's better.
So what is, how is it sort of segmented at the moment?
You've got people with 1 or 2 hives and they're going. I tell you, the one thing that has flourished recently is urban beekeeping. That's really flourished, and urban bees sometimes do better than countryside bees because the landscape has changed and farming, agriculture has changed so much that very often in the countryside, bees are relying on crops, or there'll be gaps between honey flows, whereas in the cities and the towns, there's always forage for the bees.
Yeah.
As long as they're tolerated and people look after them sensibly, then...
That's a very important point, which I never sort of thought of before, the idea that there's actually more biodiversity in cities than there is in the countryside. It's an astonishing...
I mean, in a lot of places, heifers are not there, and that's where a lot of the... And even, I don't know, I mean, it's so variable for bees, the environment. You can have a good year and a bad year, and if weather conditions aren't right, then the flowers might be there, but they're not going to give nectar. So bees have to be very flexible, colony has to be very flexible, and not to survive.
And for me, it's my dream job. You know, I'm in education, plus I'm working with bees and people. It's wonderful.
Well, what's the tradition of beekeeping here? How far back is that going?
Probably back to medieval times initially.